Hey lovely, welcome to the Truth and Transformation podcast. Now, this is a podcast for adults, for, you know, men are welcome too, but it's really aimed at more women. But dudes, if this is your jam, you're so welcome here. But it's really going to be, as the name suggests, truth and transformation. So I'm going to be being really real here, really, really vulnerable. So we're going to be talking about things. So if you've got kids around, you may want to put on headphones or listen to this another time, because I'm going to be talking about the real stuff, the crap that kind of holds us back. So I will probably swear and stuff. I will probably talk about topics that aren't suitable for children, so I want to just put a disclaimer there. You know, I will talk about the things that really hold us back, so from family, relationships, sex, all of the things. Like, there's nothing that's kind of going to be off the table. I'm going to just talk about it all, and I'm going to talk about it from my heart, because being a coach for quite, you know, a while now, well, I'm still relatively new to being to doing coaching, like about under 2 years anyway. But in that time, the thing that I've really, really learned that kind of holds us back, us not speaking our truth, not sharing what's really going on for us, not being truly vulnerable with all the things. So this is a podcast basically on me just really unrefined. I originally thought, you know, when I would do a podcast, I'd have this really, really fancy intro and stuff. And maybe I will. Maybe next week I'll have that, or maybe I never will. But I've always known that this is something that I wanted to birth. I've known the title of this podcast, Truth and Transformation, for quite some time, that I wanted it to be really raw and just really real and really unedited. But I did think, in all honesty, I'd have a fancy intro. But now it just feels really, really aligned. Like, this wants to be birthed, like, right now. I can't keep holding. And, like, when your soul gives you a nudge to do something, like, you've got to listen. And mine was like, it's time to release this podcast now. So this was very kind of not planned, even though I've been wanting to birth it for ages, and I've been birthing it for ages. Hence, there's no fancy intro. But you know what? I don't think we need that. I don't think we need the fancy things. Like, if you're listening to this and thinking, oh, you know, her audio is not on point, or she doesn't have the intro, then this is not that podcast. And there's loads and loads of really cool podcasts out there that have, you know, all of that. So, you know, go and listen to those. because this is not what this is. This is a very unperfect, unpolished podcast to help you bust through the crap that holds you back in your life, so that you can really love you and feel damn good about you. So this first podcast, I haven't actually listened back to yet. I feel really nervous. I feel really, really vulnerable. You'll see why as you listen to it. But it's something that has really been getting to me recently, that I haven't shared about this and I haven't spoken about this, and I'll explain that why, you know, in a minute. I will just play it for you. But going forward, this podcast is going to be talking about all the things that hold us back, and nothing's off the table. So I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for being here. So I don't know how to start this podcast. I don't think I've been this nervous about sharing something for a really, really long time. So I'm just going to speak, and it's probably going to be unedited. And I've got some words in front of me that say truth, trust, heart, love. Say what you actually want to say. That's what it says in front of me. And I'm feeling very, very vulnerable and very nervous. And I've been wanting to start a podcast for a really, really long time. But I believe in a really mind, body, soul approach, and not hustling. So the time hasn't been right. And I mean, I never think there's ever a right time, if I'm honest. But I do believe in what I call divine timing, when you just kind of know now's the time. And so I've been wanting to do a podcast for a really, really long time. And I've really just been wanting to focus on the book, We Wise Woman, that I'm writing. And I knew when I'd wrote We Wise Woman that I wanted to do a podcast, like, to launch it, and because it's something I've been wanting to do for a really long time, so I felt like put the book to bed, then do the podcast, do it that way. That's what felt really good. That's what felt really aligned. But what's ended up happening is I've been struggling to finish Woo Wise Woman. I've been struggling to finish Woo Wise Woman because Woo Wise Woman is a book on self-love. It's a book on living in your truth. It's a book about truth, because it's such a cliche, but I don't know if truth sets you free, but the truth is healing, even if you don't like the truth. Standing in your power and being who you really are births joy. And for me, being vulnerable and doing the healing work and doing the self-love work is what changed everything for me. And I feel like I'm happier than most people I know. I feel really good about me. I really like me. I feel really good about my life and where things are going. And I know most people don't have that. And it's why the book is so important to me. And I just really can't wait to birth it and to bring it to use. But I've really, really struggled with it. And one of the reasons, of many reasons, that I've struggled with finishing the book is because it is about living in your truth. Because if we pretend to be something we're not, if we try and, you know, if we're just trying to get people to like us or to people please, or we're worrying about judgment of others, we never really truly feel loved, and we never truly feel empowered, and we never truly feel joy and enough. And so I've really been trying to kind of just live in my truth, and I feel like I've done a really, really good job of that. And, you know, I've spoken up about painful things in my past, things that I've overcome. I've been open about sexual abuse as a child. I feel like I've done vulnerability really well. I came out of the spiritual closet, talked about all the woo stuff. I mean, the book's called Woo Wise Woman. And surprisingly, although there is like a spiritual twist in there, it's actually more, it's more about being who you really are, owning your woo, and we all have woo because we're all different. So a lot has a spiritual twist to it. I wouldn't necessarily say it's a spiritual book, although there's definitely an undertone, because it's who I am. It's a big part of my life, so there's definitely that in there. But because it's really a book about living in your truth, one of the reasons I really struggled to birth this book is because there's a truth that I haven't shared with you. And it really, I really felt like I couldn't finish the book. I couldn't birth the book without sharing this with you. Because whilst what I'm about to share with you, and this is why I couldn't do a video on this, because it would just, it's too hard to do a video on this. And boundaries are really loving. And actually, I want this to be truthful and real and raw and unedited. And I feel like just hearing my voice is the best way for me to do that. The most intimate way to do that, whilst also me loving myself enough to have that boundary and to not be doing this on video. And I try to just do this, like, Instagram post, but, like, you know, you're limited on your word count, and it just didn't do it justice. So there's a truth about me that I've never shared, and it shouldn't matter, and it actually doesn't matter. I believe shouldn't and should. These are some of the most damaging words that we can use. It's actually a big theme in Woo Wise Woman, how, you know, we guilt ourselves thinking, oh, I should have known better and I shouldn't have done this, and worrying like what we should be doing and shouldn't be doing. And it's just a real way of society to condition us into thinking we're not enough. We're not good enough mums, we're not good enough partners, we're not good enough daughters, whatever titles we hold. So I'm not a fan of the should and shouldn't words. As I say, I think they're really, really toxic. But I do have a truth that I've never shared before, because it shouldn't matter. And I don't mean it shouldn't matter because it shouldn't matter. I don't know, I'm not explaining this well. But it does matter, is basically what I'm saying. Not that I think it will matter to you. In fact, I think you'll probably listen to this and be like, I don't care. And if you do care, then this is just not the podcast for you. And, like, I don't know, I just don't care. I don't care if it does matter to you, because part of being free and liberated and empowered is just, as I say, being who you truly are. So if it matters to you, then good riddance. Good riddance in the most loveliest way. But this is not going to matter to most people in my life. Most people aren't going to care. But it does matter to me. It matters to me because I feel like my whole big thing is about living in your truth. And I know that's where so much joy is. And I feel like life's just so good. And there's so much joy in my life, and I'm just so proud of all I've done and all I've overcome. Because if you don't know me, I was just really deeply unhappy for a long time, really insecure, really, really shy. And I've really turned that part of my life around and really just work with other women to help them do that too. And I feel like I've almost capped myself, because there's this one thing that I've never shared, and I've never shared because it shouldn't matter. And there's that word again. But it does matter. So I've been talking for almost 10 minutes and I still haven't said it, and you're probably listening to this thing like, get to the point, Kirsty, just spit it out. Hence why I couldn't do a post on this. So I'm just gonna say it, because I don't know. Like, there's only one way to say it, so I'm just going to say it, and I don't know how else to say it. So, I'm bisexual, and I get upset when I say that, because I know some people are probably listening to this thinking, so, what, like, why does that matter? And it doesn't, but it actually so does. It matters because you feel like you're constantly living this lie that if people knew, they'd treat you differently. And maybe I should care, but I actually don't care about that too much. What I care about is knowing if somebody would, so that I can not have those people in my life, so that I can be free to be who I truly am. And this is something that, again, the shouldn't matter word, shouldn't matter. And it shouldn't matter because I'm happily married. Like, and I don't just mean like happily married as in we're in love. Like, we've got a really epic marriage. Like, it's so good. And I'm not going to say it's perfect. It's not. But we have a really phenomenal marriage that, and we've been together 14 years and we've just really grown together and we've been through hard times and we've been through stuff, but we just, like, it's just the best. And I really want everybody to have that. And I feel like, somehow I feel like me speaking my truth and showing you that it's safe to be who you are will hopefully allow you to see that you get to be loved for who you are. Because Tony's always known from the beginning. He's always known this about me. And I guess I've never shared it before because, as I say, it shouldn't matter. I'm happily married. But here's why it does matter. It matters because, as I say, it impacts me every single day because, I mean, not every single day, but it definitely comes up a lot where I think, if they knew, would they treat me differently? Because as much as we want to be like, yeah, we're 2020 and, you know, homophobia isn't a thing, it still is. And for me, I have this fear that if people knew, would they still want to come to my events? And if they wouldn't, that's okay, because I kind of don't want those people there anyway. But what I don't want to do is be lying about it and then feel like people find out and then they see me differently. I just want to be open about it from the beginning. And it comes up in every day in little subtle ways. And this is why I'm telling you, you know, it comes up in really subtle ways where the whole premises of Woo Wise Woman is, as I said, being who you are. And how, have you ever heard anybody say, like, you know, you ask them what's the matter and they say nothing. It's just lots of little things. I feel like the little things eat away at us. They seep up, and that's when we don't feel enough, and that's when we don't feel joy, and that's when we start feeling sad or depressed or anxious. And for me, it comes up in very little ways, really regularly in my life, you know. So, for instance, you know, we'll be talking about a TV programme and people will be talking about who they think's hot. And I will have to lie. You know, I won't be able to be like, yeah, she's really fit. And I may say that, but nobody would ever kind of realise that I don't just mean in a girl crush way, like, I'm actually attracted to women as well as men. So that's just like a really almost insignificant example. The bigger issue is actually, is that I feel like, in fact, I know I've been around times where say, you know, a woman's paid another woman a compliment. And I've actually witnessed, like, people kind of go, almost announce that they're straight. And that's actually quite painful. It's like, you can't even be who you are. You can't even compliment another woman without them all instantly thinking you fancy them and almost want to, like, jump them. It's so ridiculous, like, just that assumption. It's actually painful, it's actually hurtful. And I feel like I'm so big on you loving yourself and feeling enough, and I feel like sometimes that if people knew this and I was like, you look good, you look hot, they would see that as me almost hitting on them, and it's just not that at all. Like, it, to me, that's just the most ridiculous thing. I worry about, you know, like crazy things of like, you know, having girls' nights out and how if people knew they would treat me differently. And I actually don't have an issue with that. I feel like people need to do whatever they need to do to make themselves comfortable. What I have an issue with is feeling like people don't have the option to how to be around me because they don't know. Like, it's something so stupid, but you know, like, and I don't really go out, you know, I mean, at the moment we're in a pandemic, but so pubs and clubs aren't open. But regardless, I don't really kind of go out drinking and stuff. It's just, I organise a Christmas party once a year, but it just doesn't really bother me. I'm not really that interested. But to kind of give that as example, you know, it's a Christmas party, you've had a bit to drink, you know, like, you go into the toilet, like, for a pee with your friend because you've had a bit to drink. And it's just stuff like that where I feel like would, like, and I totally, you know, don't, you know, like, care about not being able to do stuff like that before. I mean, let's be honest, it's not exactly like the highlight of anyone's life, you know, like, but it's just, I feel like, would people be really weird about stuff like that? Be like, oh, she's checking me out. And it's so weird that I have to worry about stuff, because it's like, no, like, it's just weird. Like, you know, no. But it's just silly things like that where you think, would people be like spooked out? Would they be different towards you? Would they be uncomfortable? Would they, because I've witnessed that. Like, I've witnessed people making like really subtle homophobic comments, you know, and I feel like, gosh, if I was to go to the beach with my friends, would they be uncomfortable, you know, thinking that I'm checking them out or something, which is just the most ridiculous thing. But it's, I've seen it. I've seen it be done, you know, and it's icky and it's ridiculous, in all honesty. And it's really like, I've been really working on this like sisterhood wound that I've had, because I've been hurt, just had awful toxic friendships and stuff in the past. And that is something that I've really worked on, and I've got some amazing just women in my life. And I shared it with one of them, actually. It was the first person I told, and she was just amazing about it. Didn't care. She was just like, you know, how I feel like, you know, how friendship love is supposed to be. But it always holds me back in the fact that I feel like if people knew, would they still want to be my friend? And I'm sure they would. But it's that kind of like peace of mind, that not knowing, that always wondering, like, if you're really, really truthful, like, you almost don't feel fully loved because you feel like people don't really know you. And I almost been scared because to share this, because as I said, I think people would be like, so what? It's 2020. Why does this matter? So there's kind of been that, and the fact that, you know, I'm married and in a relationship, so, you know, why should it matter? But also I didn't want to share it because I felt like people would be pissed off and angry, like, why didn't you tell me sooner? But, like, with all due respect, like, it's nobody's business. I'm sharing this now, not for anyone else, I'm sharing this for me, for my own freedom, for my own liberation, so that I can have people in my life who actually know this and still love me, and then I can let go of anybody that thinks anything differently of me. I don't think really, I've got great people in my life, I don't think any of them really will, but if anybody does, like, I don't want them in my life. So that means I have to be honest and I have to share this. And also, I guess I also worried that people would be hurt and peed off that I didn't come to them, and also that they're finding out in this way and I didn't come to them personally. But if you're a loved one of mine and you're finding out here like this, and you're hurt or mad or upset, I'm sorry. And this is going to sound harsh, but I'm also not sorry. Because with all due respect, this isn't about you. Like, if I have to go to every single person and tell them this individually, do you know how exhausting that is for something that shouldn't matter? How, like, why? You, like, why? Why do I have to do that? That doesn't feel like love to me. It just doesn't. And I really just want to be in relationships that are loving, that I don't have to follow these set of rules. I don't have to, you know, tell you everything about me in a certain way for you to love me. The fact that I've felt like I've hidden this for so long, for me, it's because it hasn't always been safe. It hasn't always been safe for me to speak my truth. I've been silenced a lot over the years. You know, when I've came out about sexual abuse and stuff, not everybody handled that very lovingly. And I get it. I get it because it impacts a lot of people. But I'm not doing that anymore. Woo Wise Woman is about speaking your truth. This is what feels truthful to me. This is what feels right. This is the way that I wanted to do this. This is the way that I wanted to share this. I want all women, not just women, men too, to feel really good and to feel really liberated. And whilst I'm emotional sharing this, I'm actually really happy. But what I haven't been happy about is sitting on this. That's been hard, and it's been painful, and it's been long overdue, because here's some of the things that people say to people that are bisexual, that they're confused, that they can't make up their mind, it's a phase, really just like idiotic stuff, to be honest, because you don't choose it. I almost feel ashamed to say this because I feel like it's probably offensive to anybody that's gay, bisexual. But I wish I wasn't. I feel like it would be easy not to be. But I am. And I'm not confused. I know I am. I've known for a really long time. I've known since teenage years. I've slept with a woman, I've kissed women, and I fancy men too. Like, I think, like, I'm quite fussy. I don't fancy many men, to be honest, or many women. This is probably way too much information, but I've gone this far, I might as well just keep going. But when you're going through something like this, this is something you have to, you know, ask yourself, like, because society will convince you that you are just confused, or you're in denial. So I had to ask myself, am I confused? Like, and then really get clear, like, no, you're not confused, Kirsty. You know that sometimes you find women hot, and you also know that you find men hot too. Because I was really, I went through this phase where I was really like scared. I was like, oh my gosh, what if I'm actually just gay, which wouldn't matter. But I was like, what if I'm gay and I'm in denial? And then I had to get like really real with myself and do some soul searching, because I was like, what if I'm just actually afraid of that? Because Tony's my best friend, and what if I'm just in denial? But it's not that. I can confirm it's not that. Because this is probably too much information, but me and Tony have a really good sex. And we've had issues over the years, but probably because I've had sexual trauma and stuff, so that's been an issue, and I've had gynecology issues. And I think some of my psychological issues, it's all related to trauma and all the... Like, it's just fucking trauma. It's just a fucking nightmare. But we have great sex. And more than that, this is not just about Tony. Like, I think Will Smith is just so fucking hot. And Bruce Willis. Like, I know he's getting old now, but that's probably really offensive depending on what age you are, I'm sorry. But I mean, for me, he's a lot older than me. I'm 34. I don't know how old Bruce Willis is. But like, him and Die Hard, like John McClane, oh my gosh, he's so hot. So I know I like men. So I'm not confused. I know I like women. This is not like something that I'm confused about. I know I like women. I've slept with a woman before I met Tony. I've kissed other women. I actually think women are generally better kissers than men. So there's no confusion for me. It's more, I've just been in denial about it for a long time. But here's why it's hard to talk about. Because I feel like me announcing this, people will be thinking, is this Kirsty's way of telling us, you know, that she's somehow gonna leave Tony or something and run off with a woman or something. Which is highly offensive, because why would I do that any more than a straight person would do that with somebody else? Like, I feel like that may have been a thing if I hadn't explored this. But I have before I met Tony. So that's never been something that I don't know about. So I feel like I'm no more unsatisfied than anybody is in their relationship with their partner. So it's just, it's not even a thing, but this is why I needed to do a podcast, because it's been really hard for me that, you know, if I'm spending time with female friends, you know, people that I love, that if people knew, they'd be like, oh, she's spending a lot of time with them. Is there more to this? Which is just so fucking ridiculous and really offensive. But this is the kind of stuff that I have to think about. And I have to think about Tony, and like, he's been so fucking supportive, but would people make dickish comments to him about it? And that's been hard. I mean, Tony had a lot of conversations, and he's been really supportive, and we've had some really raw conversations about, you know, fears and stuff that he had, and, you know, just hard stuff, and really just been like, you almost feel the need to reassure your partner that, which is, it's really sad because if somebody's straight and they don't need to reassure their partner, you know, unless there's jealousy issues, that they, you know, they don't have to do any reassurance. But I had to have the conversation with Tony because he obviously doesn't know unless I tell him. And it's actually just brought us closer together. He's just so fucking amazed, and he literally just is my best friend. And gosh, I love him. Like, I just feel like we have the most phenomenal marriage. And I feel like so many people say that on Instagram, but it's just all for Instagram. We actually do. And as I said, not a perfect marriage by any means, but we actually really have a really good marriage. Which is why I wanted to do this podcast and why I wanted to write the book, because I want you to know that you get to feel so loved for who you are that you don't have to hide who you are. You know, I've really started being more honest about, there's so many things I want to say, but this podcast will go on forever, so I will leave that for another time. But you get to be happy, you get to have so much joy. It's why I'm writing Woo Wise Woman. But you almost have to be willing to be hated and disowned. Not that that's going to happen, but just most of the time it is just fear. But you have to be willing to do that. You have to be willing to be who you are, to parent the way you want to parent, to do love the way you want to do love, to pursue your dreams and your hobbies and the things you want for you. Because the world will tell you what you should and you shouldn't do, and they will tell you what makes you a good mom and a good wife and a good partner and a good friend, and there'll be all this like mum guilt or partner guilt, and it's just such BS, because you get to be you and you get to do it in a way that works for you, and you get to feel so fucking loved and so much joy. And I know that because I have that in my marriage. Like, Tony knows who I am, and it doesn't change anything. It doesn't change our love for each other. And I really feel like the reason that I work, the work I do in the world, is so fulfilling, because for so long I hid who I was and I was in so much pain that I know so much that can help other women, and it's just so rewarding, because I just really believe in the power of sisterhood. And for me, there was so much wounding there of not feeling enough, not being able to trust other women, because at times in my life when things went well for me, other women in my life just weren't happy. And for me, really learning like what real love is and really being able to just experience joy is like the greatest gift that I feel like I could give to the world. So I'm going to keep showing up. I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to launch Woo Wise Woman. I don't know when. I haven't finished writing it. It's nearly there, but I don't want to put any pressure on myself. But I couldn't finish it because I needed to talk about this, and then I needed to just add in a little bit about this, about how speaking your truth, it's safe to do that. It's safe to be seen, it's safe to be loved, but I couldn't do that without first doing this. So Woo Wise Woman will be coming, because I want you to know that you get to be so happy. You get to go for your dreams. It gets to be better than you ever thought it could possibly be. Even if you've been in pain, even if you've been through really, really hard stuff, because joy is not the absence of pain. I still have stuff in my past. I still have wounds from childhood, from teenagers, that are still painful. And what I do is I use that all as fuel, as like the fire in my belly to just have joy and to be who I am, and it creates so much liberation. Like, this has probably been one of the hardest things I've done, but also one of the easiest, because this feels so good. Being able to say this and to speak this out feels so fucking good right now. And you get to have that too. If you do not feel loved, if you do not feel nourished in your life, in your relationships, start frigging loving you. Start loving you. Start being kind to you, because you resisting who you are will not change you or the hand you were dealt, but it will just hurt you. You will just be another something that hurts you. So start loving you like there's no tomorrow. And it's a practice. I didn't do this overnight. I didn't go from hating myself to loving myself overnight. It was something that I had to show up for every single day. Like, self-love is the relationship to yourself. I had to show up for this relationship with myself every single day in a should and shouldn't world, when the whole world wants to tell me what I should do and who I should be. I had to basically just say piss off to that without actually saying it. You know, I didn't go around saying that, but I just started being a friend to me. I started validating my emotions. I just stopped being a jerk to myself. And because of that, my life nourishes me. So this is my first podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you for your love in advance, because I feel like if you've listened this far, there's just so much love there. And I thank you for that. And I'm going to do a podcast soon, the next one with my husband. So follow me on social media. I was going to say Edia. Follow me on social media for updates of the next podcast and updates of when Woo Wise Woman's coming out. The Woo Wise Woman is on Instagram and on Facebook. I go live every week on a Thursday in my Choose Rise Facebook group. It's completely free. So do join it. Share it with your friends so that we can get more people choosing to frigging rise, to loving themselves, to feeling good, to having more joy, liberation, empowerment, to going for their fucking dreams. And I just want to remind you that you are amazing, you are loved, you are more than good enough, you are epic, and I love you. I'm gonna end it here. Thank you so much for listening. Namaste.